Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of October 23rd. Steve Suman put this report together a few days ago. I'm getting it to you a little later in the week. It's probably going to be my new habit to crank these out on Thursdays, but today is Friday, which gives us a good look at the weekend's weather anyway. You know, Mother Nature's going to turn her back on us this weekend as lows will get down in the 20s, maybe even teens on Sunday night and Tuesday night. Highs for the next week aren't going to get out of the 30s, so there it is. Let's check in with Mike out at Jenks. He's got some important things to tell us this week. Mike says that the Chippewa flowage is down 2.5 feet. Water temperatures are in the low to mid 50s. Fall colors are still looking great on the flowage. Sad news to report this week, says Mike, is the passing of Randy Armsbury, the previous owner of Jenks. He was a legend in the local community as well as in the bait industry, and we will miss him deeply. Randy always told me how much he loved still working around the shop after he retired, because he got to see so many of you. Your kindness and friendship meant so much to him. May he rest easy now and watch over all of us. Mike continues, musky fishing with suckers is hot on the flowage, that is for sure. Many anglers are reporting significant action on suckers. Most anglers are floating suckers while casting big rubber baits, glide baits, and jerk baits, with some reporting trolling action. There is considerable action in Moores Bay and Blueberry Flats with muskies chasing crappies. Walleye seem to be mixed in with the crappies, with many crappie anglers catching walleyes by accident. Minnows and snap jigs are attracting the walleyes and working well this past week. Crappie action is very good in Moores Bay, with minnows best in 15 to 18 feet, and on Blueberry Flats. For catching bigger crappies, hyper rattles, jigging wraps, and shiver minnows are working well in about 20 to 24 feet. Thanks, Mike, for that report from the Chippewa flowage. Let's get to the general fishing report. Fishing is good for most species, though fall transition and turnover are both underway. Be a good idea, especially now, to check with your favorite bait shop folks for the most current fish locations, favorite baits and presentations, and best bite windows. The musky action is good. Fish are spread from very shallow to deep on weeds, weed lines, rocks, humps, and points, and near panfish. Musky suckers on quick strike rigs, rubber baits, jerk baits, gliders, stick baits, and bucktails, as well as trolling, are all good options for catching muskies. The walleye fishing is slow to good, with a shallow late evening into dark bite near weeds and weed flats as your best bet. During the day, you'll find fish in basins and on brush, points, and humps out to 20 feet and deeper, as well as hanging with the crappies. Walleye suckers and minnows on jigs or slip bobbers, crankbaits, jerkbaits, minnow baits, and plastics are all working for walleye. Northern pike action is good to very good on shallow to mid-depth weeds, weed lines, and areas with baitfish and panfish. Northern and walleye suckers, minnows, spinners, spinnerbaits, spoons, stickbaits, swimbaits, jerkbaits, crankbaits, and plastics can all produce action at this time. The largemouth bass fishing is good, but interest on the fish's part is starting to wane. You'll find them in shallow to mid-depth weeds, brush, warmer bays, cribs, and other cover, and along shorelines, feeding on bluegills and frogs. Minnows, spinnerbaits, chatterbaits, swimbaits, stickbaits, and plastics are all good if you're in the right spot. Smallmouth action is good to very good as fish are plumping up for winter. You'll find them on mid-depth to deep, hard-bottom humps, points, rock, transition areas, and wherever you find walleyes. Sucker minnows and plastics work well, with the nod going to sucker minnows. But Ned and drop shot rigs, stick baits, and crank baits are also working. The crappie fishing is good too, very good if you can find and stay with them. So check the weed beds, weed edges, cribs, and other structure, 10 to 25 feet of depth, and look for schools suspending over basins.
Top baits include crappie minnows, fatheads, plastics, and gulp baits on jigs or under bobbers, and small jigging wraps, shiver minnows, and hyper rattles. The bluegill and perch fishing is fair to good once you find them. Try shallower green weeds and weed edges, cribs, and basins. Waxies, worms, crawler chunks, small minnows, and plastics on jigs and teardrops fished under bobbers are all working on bluegill and perch. Okay, let's check our events coming up here. Inland trout fishing season's been closed for almost 2 weeks now, so I hope you're not doing that. Mink and muskrat trapping seasons opened on October 21st. On the 28th, raccoon hunting and trapping for non-residents will open. We're going to have a full moon on the 28th. That's Saturday. Beaver trapping and otter hunting and trapping seasons will open in the North Zone on November 4th. Daylight saving time ends at 2 a.m. on November 5th. Veterans Day is November 11th. The Hayward Lakes chapter of Muskies, Inc. is holding their annual general meeting at Flat Creek Lodge on November 14th at 7 p.m. If you need more details, call 715-634-4543. Crow season is going to close on November 16th. Turkey season closes in Zone 6 and 7 on November 17th. But then turkey season opens in Zones 1 through 5, November 17th through January 7th. 9-day gun deer season isn't that far off. It's November 18th through the 26th. Duck season is going to close in our zone on November 21st. Thanksgiving Day coming up on November 23rd. Another full moon on November 26th. Then you got muzzleloader deer season. I'm looking forward to that. November 27th through December 6th. And finally, on November 29th, mourning dove season closes. If you want to know anything more about what's happening in our area, we've got a perfectly good calendar you could be looking at. It's on haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com. Just click events and there it is. If you have a question you'd like to ask me or the lovely Kitty, give us a call down at the office. The chamber line is 715-634-8662. And the Hayward Lakes number is 715-634-4801. All right. Well, get out there and do some fishing for Pete's sake. You know, time's a-wasting. Have a good week.